this journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew! For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you find the right oil for your next change. We've got what your car's engine needs. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $33.99. And you can get it all fast your way. Just order online with our free same-day store pickup or next-day delivery. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., and screening helps prevent it. So if you're 50 or older, it's time. Even if it doesn't run in your family, most often colorectal cancer occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on. So don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested, because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour three of the Sports Hangover, off and running. Buddy, back in the LaRose studios, we'll take your phone calls. Jordan Kleber, Gus Kattengill with you here at Metri. And we have a handful of topics, of course, that we thrown out there so far today. Two questions of the day, Jordan, that we'd like your opinion on.
Yeah, so it has something to do with what we were talking at the very beginning of this show, of the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruling that the NCAA went too far in blocking some education-related aid for student-athletes. Basically, just what do you take away from today's ruling? You can comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003. Mm-hmm. Second question of the day has to do with the NBA playoffs. Pelicans fans, how far away are the Pelicans after seeing what the Hawks, Bucks, Suns, and Clippers have done throughout the season and postseason?
I was talking to you about it this morning, and it's something that we'll do here in this opening segment and kind of go over the weekends and the games in the NBA. What's interesting to me, Jordan, is you have teams that have kind of gone about it differently in order to get to this point. And the teams that were there in four, you brought up a great statistic that whoever wins the NBA Finals, it'll be their first time. We're going to have a first-time winner in the NBA Finals.
Well, since the merge.
The merge, right. So you look at Phoenix, and this is a team that obviously you got Devin Booker in a draft. DeAndre Ayton had some very lean years, did not make the postseason. Went out, got the right coach in Monty Williams. They made that sort of bubble move, not losing a game in the bubble, didn't make the postseason though. Maybe that, you know, urged him to go make and pull the trigger for CP3.
And a lot of people were very harsh on that, on CP3. Like, why are you going to spend the rest of your days in Phoenix?
In Phoenix. Nobody kind of saw that. Win. Exactly right. Going back with a coach that didn't work out at the very beginning of their careers. They went and got Crowder, made some moves. We spoke with somebody from Phoenix and made a lot of sense. That said, look where they are now. Atlanta. Obviously, you get Trae Young. Kevin Herter, apparently another first-round pick there from Maryland. Had a great game yesterday.
Your interim head coach.
But they made a trade for Capella.
Yeah.
But bottom line, their big turnaround was Nate McMillan kind of instilling in something there. Both of those teams, Jordan and others, have referenced as maybe possible models the Pels can sort of follow. Look, Milwaukee's a team that's been building for the last couple of years. This is what I've been calling your traditional build to a championship in the NBA, right? Get closer, add a piece to, like, Jrue Holiday was seen as a guy that can take that next level. Now, Jordan, I brought it up with Rafael Esparza. Matchups. This matchup with Jrue Holiday and Trae Young is going to be spectacular to me, isn't it? Like, that is why you brought Jrue in, isn't it? I mean, isn't it?
Even though his game in Game 7 wasn't the best until, like,
No. I'm talking defensively.
Defensively, yeah.
Defensively. This is why you bring him in, right? Trae Young is their guy. Now, again, Herder and all that, Middleton, can he do that? But, so that's interesting, but because they're now 4 wins away from the finals. And then you look at the Clippers. That's a team that had a good team, Chris Paul and others and Griffin, and then they blew that up. Blame Chris, whatever. It's Doc's fault. Then it's bringing new coaches. And then we're going to get our super duo of Kawhi and Paul George and kind of tinkered with a up-and-coming young roster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're going with right now. Now, they pieced out the Jazz by having Paul George show up and other guys. But man, and some of these other guys stepped up. Utah is an interesting element because now you look at the teams that aren't in the playoffs. Like, where does Utah sort of go? Portland, they're looking for a coach, right?
Yeah.
Wojnarowski said 2 candidates right now at the top of their list.
Yeah, Becky Hammon and Chauncey Billups among the finalists for the Portland Trailblazers job.
Remember, 7 total teams, including the Pelicans. You have the Celtics, the Mavs are in there as well.
Chauncey Billups being one of those names that the Pelicans are looking at.
Yeah, well, again, but he's being interviewed over there. So, and like I said, I wasn't being ugly when we talked about this on Friday, right? But of the 7 jobs, to me, the most coveted is Dallas, but maybe Portland. I have Portland 2, Celtics 2, 3, however you want to look at it, Wizards 4, I have Pelicans 5. Pacers Magic, just because of knowns. Mm-hmm. Like, I put Boston up there because of that environment. You know you're going to get support there. Jason Tatum's pretty good, right? And it's in the East, which is why I put it at 2. The Blazers, while I have Damian Lillard, they're in the West, okay? So, and Jason's a little younger than Dame. Wizards, I know what I have in Westbrook and Beal. Like, I know what I have there. And then they're East. That's why I'm pulling them above the Pels. But that's literally why I went that route. But, so you've had teams, Jordan, that sort of have tried to go about it different ways in building. But there's one common denominator. And these teams are playing smart basketball. You see self-motivated players, leadership, but more importantly, a head coach that is, you know, getting these guys to play a certain way. And I don't know, man. It's
what's scary if you're a Pelicans fan is you look at some of these teams that are in the position they're at. Bucks were ready to almost blow it up if they didn't get past.
I mean, the 2 storylines in Game 6 and 7 were if they don't win, Budenholzer's gone. He's gone.
76ers, they're imploding as we speak.
As
they speaking. They want to get rid of Ben Simmons, and once they get rid of Ben Simmons,
Ben doesn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I love being in Philly. You know, I love his organization. The fans are great, great people. I mean, I had a bad series. I expect that. It's Philly. We lost. It sucks. I am who I am. It is what it is. You know, it's not easy to win, and it shows. You know, Nets got finished by Buck. Not easy to win. I mean, you gotta be mentally tough. You can't take games for granted. I didn't shoot well from the line this series. Offensively, I wasn't there. I ain't doing enough for my teammates. But there's a lot. There's a lot of things I need to work on.
I mean, Portland's a consistent team that makes the playoffs almost every single year.
Yeah.
And
but they can't get past a certain round.
But at the same time, that's why I'm saying, if you're looking at it, if you're a Pelicans fan, I'm very worried because you're not even at that level yet. You're not even at that level, oh, we can't make it over this hump in the playoffs.
I hate to say it, but I mean, Memphis is above you right now, right? They're
yeah.
in the postseason.
Yeah,
they made the
postseason. They get into the playoffs.
Ja Morant performed pretty good in the postseason. I mean, they just don't have the talent all the way around.
The Pelicans can't
by the way,
consistently get in the playoffs, let alone make it over that next hump in the playoffs.
Speaking of Simmons, I text you guys. Who's trading for that guy?
We kind of had the same situation here with
here's Barkley.
You know, I hear all these people talking about, well, they've got to trade Ben Simmons. Greeny, what NBA team that watched the last five games gonna give up a ton to get Ben Simmons? Well, they've got to trade Ben Simmons. What general manager in his right mind would watch the last five games and say, we need to go and get that guy and give up something for him?
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't even go for a bag of beignets, because quite honestly, I could go for some beignets right now. Hot, fresh, deliciously puffy beignets.
By the way,
I would absolutely prefer than somebody that literally will not shoot.
By the way, 2-year anniversary of drafting Zion yesterday.
Yeah.
When we had those amazing beignets. Remember those?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Give me those beignets.
Over Ben Simmons.
Those are the best beignets I think.
Absolutely. I'm not kidding. Beignets won't upset my stomach. Covering a guy that literally won't shoot the basketball would upset my stomach. I'll take the bag of beignets.
Well, the ones that we had at draft night 2 years ago.
Regardless. Any bag of beignets.
Okay.
On ESPN this morning was Magic. Magic had this to say.
Ben, it's time for a change.
Yeah.
It's time for a change because he can't recover from this. The locker room won't recover from it. Mm. And so when they went to the Hacker Shack, basically, the Hacker Simmons,
that just
killed him.
Yeah, I mean, when your point guard literally can't hold the basketball because literally that's what's going to happen, you can agree with it. Now, he didn't say go what?
Well, I was going to get into real quickly another thing that the Phoenix Suns did. I forgot to mention it earlier in the show, but over the weekend, James Jones was named the NBA GM of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know why he's named the GM of the Year?
Yeah, because he took a team.
No, why did he do it?
That was 34-39.
Why did he get it?
And now there are 51-21. By adding Chris Paul.
By adding Chris Paul. Magic Johnson today. I was actually kind of shocked by this. I honestly was shocked by this. Because they're banana boat buddies. I was absolutely shocked that Chris Paul didn't go to the Lakers. I was shocked by this. Magic Johnson.
I would tell Jeannie I would add some money to get CP3. You know? Because it'll be perfect for LeBron. It would be perfect for AD. And be perfect for the role players. He makes the game so easy, and you're going to get shots that you've never gotten before.
No, thank you. Let me make LeBron's life easier so he could take all the credit. No, thank you.
Dude.
I'd rather stay in Phoenix.
He did turn down the player option Chris Paul did a couple weeks ago.
What are people now saying about Chris Paul now that he's in Phoenix? He is the guy.
Yeah.
And if you go to L.A., dude, LeBron's the guy. And you're and everything that you've done.
I've said that I am pro Suns right now. I want them to win the whole thing.
Them or Milwaukee?
Dude, if he goes to the Lakers.
He kind of, everything that he did this season, if they win it all and he goes to the Lakers, lost all respect. Because now you just want to be LeBron's side piece.
Sidekick.
Or, well, either one. Sidekick.
Yeah, sidekick's probably better.
Yeah. You know what I was trying to say.
I know what you're saying. Right? Barkley says there are similarities with Simmons, with LeBron and AD.
Well, you know, I think it's similar to the conversation LeBron's going to have with Anthony Davis, to be honest with you. LeBron's going to have to say, Anthony, are you going to work on your body? You should be the best player in the NBA. You know, it's kind of reminded me when I saw Magic on your show this morning, like, at some point, LeBron's going to be like Kareem was and have to turn it over to Anthony Davis, and he become the best player.
Good Did luck. Somebody just laugh on the set? You heard that?
That was me.
Oh, that was you?
That was me. Yeah, I was laughing on the set. He couldn't take a team over here.
Let's stop the slander here. Are we really comparing Anthony Davis and Ben Simmons?
Trade him.
Did he really try to make an argument in the case that LeBron's going to have a sit down with AD about his body? Just like, but I will say this: it's interesting. You heard Chuck say that, and it's not the first time on the set during that Lakers series. Shaq was very open on people in the Laker organization wondering if AD is remotely doing anything to prevent these injuries. Like, apparently this guy just 1-2-3 Cancun. Well, I'll see you in October.
Next chip deal.
Which is interesting because the season starts and he has bigger traps than LeBron. And then apparently he doesn't take care of his body. It's hard to do, isn't it, Jordan?
Oh, you mean during media day and then all of a sudden?
I'm just saying. It's pretty incredible how that happens. Yet now you're wondering how he doesn't work out to take care of his body. Well, then how is he looking like a Marvel superhero?
Oh, bro, it's all the millions.
It's the LA Sun.
It's the millions that he puts into the equipment.
It's the LA Sun. LA Sun. Yeah. Marlon Favreit joins us next. This is Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
You're talking to me from the back of my car, and I can't get nothing right.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the red hot deals.
Red hot deals.
At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Hear Renee's story at deer.com.
Run with us. Visit Houma Tractor today, next to the tunnel.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
You're gearing up to get back out on the field, so you ordered ballgame essentials like a new glove, cleats, and a jumbo pack of sunflower seeds. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards that you put toward the cost of an essential piece of your post-game recovery. A heating pad. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, Jordan. You heard rejoin number one with Andrew.
No, that was rejoin number two. This is
rejoin number one.
And now back to my daddy's show, the Sports Hangover.
That's the one.
That's the one. Because
there's no pause.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in the other one you could kind of hear your voice a little bit laughing.
You're criticizing a four-year-old. Thank you, Marlon Favorite, for joining us here at Big Fave 504. Is the way to follow over on Twitter. Inside
like
the Trenches, the podcast. Sir, how are you?
Man, all is well, brother. I started to analyze little Carver there, man. He sounds good. You know, straight to the point and let us know, man, that's his dad's show. I like it, man. Carver
like
coming up in the world.
It touched me a little when I heard it. I was like, try not to cry. Dude, first off, man, why don't you tell everybody the latest guests over at Inside the Trenches, man. Saints fans might be familiar with them.
Yeah, man, we had the big homie Jahari Evans on our latest episode of Inside the Trenches. Jahari's doing pretty good right now out in Philadelphia, kind of doing what me and Skylar and the guys are doing down here, doing some training and stuff out there, some real estate. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he shared some cool Saints stories. It's a good listen. I encourage our listeners to check it out, and just talk about his time. Like when he first, one piece that really stood out to me, I'll give you guys a little teaser. He talked about being a part of that 06 class, that first crew that came in, and how in that time frame, you know, everything was everybody was new. He used the word misfit. You know, folks from all over, new coaching staff in, players trading in from here and there, and, you know, talking to Mike McKenzie and guys like that before I can remember, you know, hearing something similar. And the piece that really got me at the end was how he said they were really a quarter away from going to the Super Bowl in 06 his rookie year. So I thought that was cool. So, you know, really good listen.
Mm. I think one of the things that's interesting as well, when you look at players like him and others, is just paths and opportunities, you know. And Marlon, sometimes players are drafted high. Sometimes players, you know, get in positions where, as I brought up under Sean Payton, man, it's once you get in, it's about your work ethic and if you can perform, and then you get the opportunity.
That's what it is, and I noticed that even the short stint I was with the Saints, you know, he's a guy, he's very professional in his approach to getting guys where they need to be. And Gus, just look at his strong point offense. Look at the receivers that was in our offense, whether they mm-hmm. got drafted or they were undrafted or, you know, were mid-rounders, who really flourished in this offense and really went to other teams and did well. You think of guys like Willie Snead, you know, that's what Coach Sean Payton brings to the table. And just talking to Jahari about that time frame and protecting Drew Brees, as he said, like, we knew all we had to do was keep this guy up and we can make magic. And I'm thinking back to when I was on the practice squad, just listening to him, you know, how in sync that offensive line was. You know, look at guys like John Stichcomb, mm-hmm. even Goodwin, you know, just the leadership and how they approached the game was cool, man. So it was good, you know, catching up with him. I didn't even notice who he was at the golf thing a few weeks ago. I turned and looked twice because he lost so much weight. I said, man, he just knocked off. So he's like, yeah, I slimmed up a little bit. And, you know, it was just cool to hear from him, man, for real.
Mm. Tell you one of the things that's interesting with him being a fourth-round pick too, man. He's just solid all the time, man. And he was obviously on that offensive line. You got to have that. And look, Marlon, it's one of the reasons, it's hard to believe, but next month, man, the July, on Thursday, it's July 1st, so – you know, next weekend's July 4th. That's obviously training camp month, and we'll start getting into some storylines and things of that nature. But look, it's one of my, I'm not even going to say concerns, but it's one of the reasons I say they're a potential playoff team, the Saints. This Saints offensive line has struggled to stay healthy. You know, let's see if McCoy is going to be that center moving forward. You're, You know, you're hearing Ruiz say, I'm focusing, doing everything now to play guard, but that's not really his natural position. So that there's some things to me, man, that I got to, you know, see that this team can sort of do. But you kind of tend to overlook sometimes the importance of the offensive line in particular, as you're mentioning with Evans, the interior offensive line.
That interior offensive line, now, Gus, that's an area I actually like with the young guys. I've talked about Eric McCoy a lot. I like his game, how quick he is. And even with Cesar Ruiz, which he had to come in as a guard. You know, we drafted him as a center. So being able to learn what we like to call those three positions, that left guard, right guard, center, is super important. You look at the value in a guy like Andres Pete, someone who I give a lot of slack to, because sometimes I think he kind of lay off a little bit with his protection, but his versatility, being able to play across the line. And, of course, some guys on the edge. I mean, T. Armstead, who owes me a feature, you know what I'm saying? I got to get on the Alps, you got to get on my Alps, you know what I'm saying? And Ryan Ramczyk, these guys, that offensive line, to me, is one of the strong points on this Saints team. Even with the two youngsters in the middle, I think you do have guys that have experience. One has gone into his third year. Another one, Ruiz, going into his second year. And it's a new era. You know, it's a different style. Those guys will be able to show off their speed more because you're switching from your typical pro-style quarterback to a more mobile quarterback, two mobile quarterbacks in Jameis Winston and of course, Taysom Hill. So in those packages. So I look for those guys to have a huge impact. And NASCAR Alvin Kamara, you know, of course, he's going to do his thing as well. Oh, somebody.
Yeah. That's awesome, seeing him get that job over the weekend there and being involved in something like that. Look, I think there's a lot of leadership, good characters, a good locker room on the Saints team. We'll see what happens here in July. Marlon, I got to ask you this because it's something that obviously we've touched on a ton. We've been, you know, covering these storylines over the last couple of years. We see the writing coming on the wall with NIL, name, image, and likenesses and stuff. But today's Supreme Court ruling, that kind of paves the way for things to change, whether it's equipment and laptops or cash and some different values to athletes, to apparently now the P5 conferences and their institutions want to write their own name, image, and likeness rule. One way, shape, or form, there's going to be some additional compensation or measures for athletes. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the ruling today, or what do you think that sort of means, and how do you think it's going to change kids from choosing schools? I want to play Charles Barkley this morning on right when this happened. He brought this up, and then I want you to kind of comment on his comments here.
If I'm a high school kid, then this is what really concerns me the most, especially for the NBA kid. If I'm only going to go to college for 1 year, where can I sell the most jerseys? Where can I get a car deal? No, I'm going to Duke, Alabama, Auburn, Kentucky. I'm not going to a smaller school. I've only got to be there for 6 months. How can I maximize my money potential? I think it's really going to escalate between the haves and the have-nots.
Marlon, kind of going off of that, I know Cantrell, you know, was killing it over the weekend. Do you have any, like, takes? Has he talked to you about, like, what's going on in just, like, this circumstance? Has he thought about this whole situation?
Yeah, we have talked about it, Jordan. We've talked about it actually for the past 2 years that this was coming, and he's going to have an opportunity to do something that his dad didn't get an opportunity to do, and that actually get paid for your play, paid for your liking, paid for your imaging. And this is coming from a guy my entire time at LSU. I was also a recording artist and still mess around with music to this day, and not being able to take full advantage of those opportunities. You know, I couldn't, you know, sell merchandise or anything because of those NCAA rules. So, Jordan, this is freedom. This speaks volumes. I do understand, Gus, what Charles Barkley is saying in regards to you'll have high-end players like, let's use, for example, Derek Stingley. But what about the third-string cornerback? Well, it's opportunity where that's where this piece, and I've said this before, to make it equal opportunity across the board, getting partnership deals with different small businesses in the area, whether it's a restaurant or a GameStop or something of that nature, to where you know, 20 players come and sign autographs and take pictures. That can be that third string player. So I think, you know, to make it equal to what everybody now, of course, some guys will make more than none. We can't control that. You know, at that piece, it's, you know, you're gifted. Go ball hard and make some plays and, you know, get your popularity up and that'll happen. But I do think, guys, it's an opportunity for everyone. Like they say, they'll pay for everybody eat, B, for everybody to get an opportunity to take advantage of their like.
Yeah, you know, like I said, man, at the end of the day, it'll be interesting to see how schools handle this, how teams handle this here as well. I mean, we just talked about last week the playoff, you know, trying to expand to 12 for fairness and things of that nature. And, man, you wonder if anyone will be able to beat certain Power 5 schools, because not every Power 5 school, you know, kind of pulls in what some of the top schools in those Power 5 sort of do. So, I don't know. I'm interested to see how each school's going to handle it. Is it going to be by the conference, the wording of everything? Is it going to be a congressional thing? Is it going to be something where the government says this, and this is how you make, and this is what you do? Because that's what I saw today, Marlon, that there's a lot of senators and Congress representatives trying to push legislation and laws into effect. And then all of a sudden the schools this morning started saying, no, we want to do it on our own. So, but one way, shape, or form, it's getting fast-tracked, isn't it?
It's getting fast-tracked, Gus. It's going to, like I told Contrell, you're probably looking somewhere about your, you know, maybe sophomore, maybe beginning of your junior year where it's fully submerged into this new deal. I mean, I think if you look at it from this perspective, Gus, it's only fair. These are student athletes that are grown men, right? They have families. Some of my teammates, they had kids. We get summer jobs, stuff like that, but that's not, you know, that's not in most cases enough to support a family. So it has to get looked at from every angle, for sure.
All right, Marlon Favorite, as always, again, people want to go check out the podcast with Jari Evans. They can do so how, sir?
They can go to Overcast or Podbean. Check out Inside Marlon Favorite. Check out episode 28. And, Gus, we're going to be down there at Nickel State this weekend, man. Georgia, Distant Cousins, T-Bear, just hit me up, Mike. And y'all just, you know, come down there, or I can let y'all know how to camp on this Friday.
Awesome. Let's do that on Friday. Let's promote it a little bit more, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Marlon.
Thank you, fellas.
Final 30 minutes coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Pat Monjon, Randall, the King and I, and the catcher in the right.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807. Highway 311 in Houma.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. you.
It's Mike DiTiglia for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fan.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Over in Omaha in an elimination game over on ESPNU. Bottom of the fourth. Stanford and Arizona going on. And it's Stanford leading the way right now. 10-0. 10-0.
The trees.
Coming up later tonight, you can hear that game right here on ESPN New Orleans. NC State and Vandy. Jordan. We spoke with Andrea Legretta, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Left Tulane last week to take that job up there in Nashville. Speaking about their team's chances there. And then tomorrow, we have the other side of the bracket. And I think a fun, I guess, sort of style of bracket in teams. I thought a Texas Mississippi State game was pretty good. Mississippi State was going to play Virginia. Loser's bracket elimination game is Texas and Tennessee. Hoping you take that job. So, we'll see what happens in the CWS. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation. We didn't talk about this game just yet. And I think we should a lot more than we have so far. But 120-114 Suns. Win, no Chris Paul yet. We're still waiting to get him back from protocol.
Monty Williams spoke a little bit earlier today. No updates as of now.
Okay.
For if Chris will be available for, I think, tomorrow's matchup?
Right. Tomorrow's game two.
Against
the Clippers. I keep saying you would think it's game three. If Phoenix can go up 2-0 without Chris Paul, I don't see them losing four straight.
I don't see them winning.
I know the Jazz did, but the Clippers would have to do it a third time.
Right?
I mean, so far right now, they've made history being down in rounds 1-2, 0-2, and coming back and winning.
And you don't have a healthy Kawhi Leonard. How far can, you know, Paul George take them in the Western Conference Finals? I just don't see the Clippers getting it done just from the previous series that they've had to face against other teams. It doesn't seem like they're the team that everyone thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, no doubt. So who stood out to you more? It was Booker, just incredible yesterday with 40 points.
Booker, Ayton, just putting on a performance in their first ever playoff appearance.
After the game?
After the game, you know, for a really long time. And, you know, Kobe obviously being one of my mentors and Chris being one of my mentors and not being able to be here with us today. You know, we wanted to do it for him. You know, we talked about that pregame. We knew we were going to all have to give it, you know, a little bit more. You know, ball security, you know. My job, keeping everybody involved, you know, stuff that's usually on Chris's plate, you know, we all had to make up for it today as a team. And, you know, just the mentality, you know, people say the mama mentality, just the approach of, you know, doing whatever it takes, you know, at all costs to get a win. You know, it might not be 40 points next game, you know, it might be more assists or making more plays for my teammates, the hockey assist. So, you know, every time down, just, you know, valuing every possession. And that's something that, you know, Chris doesn't talk about much, but, you know, he's second to none in that category. You know, so just picking up bits and pieces and, you know, using them to my advantage.
All right. So also just to pass along some breaking news. There it is. How did you get that sounder, that bed for you?
You're good. There you go. Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted.
Pelicans have a new head coach.
No. Another team is starting their head coaching search.
Okay.
A minute ago, the Indiana Pacers are beginning head coaching interviews in Chicago this week, including Steve Clifford, Brian Shaw, and Terry Stotts.
Okay.
Sources tell ESPN. Okay. It started pouring outside in a matter of seconds.
None of those three names, though, have been connected to the Pelicans.
No.
Okay. Right? So, just as you said that, my wife texted me, weather's getting bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
This is probably harder than it rained all weekend.
Yeah. Stop.
No, I'm not saying anything.
I had a good Father's Day, but you know what? I got told all weekend that I needed an arc You couldn't grill outside because it's good. I got nothing yesterday. Not a drizzle. Could use my new Pellegrin.
We did have the roast, by the way. They were very good.
I'm not bitter at all by not being able to use that. There's always next weekend.
There is.
There's always next weekend.
There is. Time heals.
Water to grill. I keep mentioning this tweet, and I haven't gone to it. Jennifer Hale, obviously part of Fox Sports New Orleans, covers your New Orleans Pelicans. She tweeted this last night, or actually a couple days ago. The Pelicans' search for their next head coach doesn't involve a long list of hopefuls. It's a targeted list, with Griff, Swincash, and Trajan Langdon making bulk of decision. A final deal could take a while NBA teams still are playing and the NBA combines next week. Timing complicates things. Here's my thing, though. Does it? Because what did you just report?
The Indiana Pacers are beginning a coaching search.
And they're doing interviews at the combine.
Also,
Portland
Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Are searching for it, and they have two finalists already.
Right.
In Becky Hammon and Chauncey Billups.
They're going to be interviewing this week.
Yes.
So two teams are doing interviews this week.
I would assume that the Trailblazers would be doing something.
But this tells me one thing. I think like some of the people were talking to us last week, I absolutely think what complicates things is maybe the guys they want to look at are in the postseason still. That's the only thing that would complicate things, wouldn't it? Right? I mean, Charles Lee with the Bucks, that assistant over there. Anybody with the Suns and Clippers? And Chauncey?
I think you would have to be very, very high on those guys if you were looking to wait.
You know, I like Sam Cassell, and he was with the Sixers. He followed Doc.
I think people up in Boston really want Sam Cassell.
Mm-hmm. I like Sam Cassell. I'm telling you, look up, go Google a YouTube video Sam Cassell, and you see him just getting along with some younger players and just, I don't know, I like him. I like him. Anyway, so we'll see. Waiting on the coaching situation there. Pels called Doc Rivers last year, didn't they, for like a brief moment? Remember when he got let go by the Clippers? They had a conversation.
Yeah, he was a part of it.
Yeah. A year later, poor Doc. Everybody wants Doc out, huh? In Philly.
Yeah, they say he blew us. He blew another series. Can't get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Sorry that a guy was afraid to shoot the ball on the court.
So did you join the Zoom interview and ask him if Ben Simmons was a championship point guard?
Doc, you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
Now, he spoke today in the postseason, end of the season presser, and had a little different take on it, you think?
Yes, CBS Sports HQ. Doc Rivers on Ben Simmons this offseason. I know exactly what we want to do. I'm very bullish on Ben still, but there is work to be done, and we will be willing to do it. There are areas that he can fix quickly that will take him to another level.
Really?
I know exactly what we want to do. I'm positive in Ben. I'm very bullish on Ben still. But there's work. You know, Mark, there is, and Ben will be willing to do it. And that's the key. You know, sometimes you have to go through stuff to see it, and be honest with it. Obviously, you know, what Ben just went through, I can't imagine that, you know, because he has so much greatness around him and all the things that he does. And there's areas that he can fix quickly, in my opinion, and get better in that will take him to another level. And, you know, sometimes you don't know why you're in different places. You know what I mean? But this may be one of them. And I look at this as a great challenge, but definitely a doable one.
That's an incredible job by round of applause, Doc Rivers, trying to make him tradable. That's what I just heard. That's what I just heard. I mean, that's what I just heard.
The frustration was last night, but now it's like, oh, bleep. I actually got to get rid of this guy.
Right. I got to trade him somewhere. But yeah, that was a fantastic job of Doc Rivers saying, but look, hey, this guy's going to be great.
Put a Band-Aid on it.
There's things he can do. Well, what has he been doing? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. It's one of those questions I shouldn't have asked. Don't, especially you. Don't answer that.
Magic City.
Don't answer that. By the way, CBSSports.com already has put out the list of possible teams and landing options. One is absolutely laughable. The number one team. You ready?
At least the Pelicans aren't on it.
The Portland Trail Blazers.
I did hear this morning when I was listening to ESPN that C.J. McCollum and Ben Simmons, they would just do a swap.
Yeah. C.J. McCollum, Robert Covington for Simmons, and George Hill.
No, thank you.
Again, how do you think Damian Lillard would like a guy? Well, I guess he will be the scorer and Ben Simmons just passes him the ball.
Rather not.
The Minnesota Timberwolves. What if they get the number one pick in the NBA 2021 draft? Which, by the way, the draft lottery is tomorrow. We'll have some fun. Who do you think wins the draft lottery? Right now, Pelicans slotted at 10. So there is a chance they could win the if they win the lottery tomorrow, you're getting a tattoo.
Okay.
Say it. You'll get an Eric Bledsoe tattoo.
I will get an Eric Bledsoe tattoo if the Pelicans
win the number one
win the lottery tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to go pray now. I have got to see that.
Where I get on my butt?
I don't know. In Bled We Trust? Like, what would be the tattoo?
A teardrop.
Stop. Anyway, Minnesota. They have Anthony Edwards, Malik Beasley, and now they're saying Ben Simmons could go help that. Basically, teams where he doesn't have to shoot. This, if you're going to get the drift here as I fly through the other teams here before the break. Indiana Pacers. Odd fit there. They're saying if it would fit well with Miles Turner, could pair there. The Toronto Raptors, another team listed here. The Chicago Bulls.
A lot of people saying Zach LaVine. Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
Could you imagine as a Bull fan? Zach LaVine for Ben Simmons.
Yeah, no.
Gotcha. LaVine is just 20. I would love Zach LaVine on this team, by the way.
There's a lot of players. There's a lot of people in the NBA that I would love to get.
I know. But Zach LaVine's just 26. I would love Zach LaVine. Quick break. We come back. Final segment. If you have any suggestions for the tattoo that Jordan will get tomorrow, if the Pelicans win the NBA draft lottery, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow before the next Suns Clippers game. Huh?
Who cares?
I would care if that helps us get a lottery pick. I'll take top three.
So I can sit on the bench?
I'll take top three. Oh, so you know what? Let's go to breaks. The Sports Hangover on ESPN New World.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game, and now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
We all make promises, big and small. Tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau. All
right, welcome back. Sports Hangover. So, Jordan, already, you have a lot of stories coming out about possible draft picks. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Again, Pels tomorrow. We'll see where they finish tomorrow night. Right now, they're 10th. It's the lottery. Never know if you can move up, Jordan. Right now, NBADraft.net. Pretty good mock draft. Gives you an idea. That's kind of what they're known for. They have, with the 10th selection of the 2021 NBA draft, your New Orleans Pelicans select Damian Mitchell.
Who?
6'2", 205, point guard from your national champion Baylor Bears.
Oh.
Who?
Sorry.
Do you not remember the Baylor Bears?
I think we both asked each other at the break who won the title this year. I knew Gonzaga was in it.
Yeah.
I knew they blew their perfect season. I remember
Now he's the highest ranked Baylor Bear.
Good for him.
Yeah. Wow.
Guess who we drafted last year?
Hmm.
A point guard.
Who's that?
Kyra Lewis.
Oh, that's right.
What did he do?
Watched.
So, yeah, we're projected to get another point guard.
Another point guard. Bring him in.
Awesome.
Hey.
We don't even know what the one that we drafted last year can do.
We'll figure it out. That's how you do it. Don't forget Pelicans. Gee, couple of picks in the second round.
Oh, my God.
Number 34, baby. Right now, mocked to the Pels. Marcus Bagley, Arizona State, small forward, 6'8". They got another pick at 40. Is it Joel Ayé? 6'5", point guard, shooting guard, Gonzaga. Another point guard, shooting guard, Jordan, at number 40. At number 43, David Duke. Not to be confused with the former gubernatorial candidate. This one is 6'5", 205, point guard from Providence.
Another point guard.
There it is.
Do they know how many?
That's at 43. And the Pelicans have another pick. At 53. Pelicans predicted to select MJ Walker, 6'5", shooting guard
awesome.
From Florida
wow.
State.
Just a bunch of guards.
Well, you know what? That may not be a bad scenario.
We do need a good guard.
What did I say? What have I said since the start of this postseason?
Guards.
They need an entirely new starting backcourt. So, but there you go, though. Should be fun. A fun day.
Guess who else is a point guard?
Huh.
Lonzo Ball. What are we trying to figure out what to do with him?
Well, I already know what to do with him.
Get rid of him? That's another thing. I heard people say trade Ben Simmons for Lonzo Ball straight up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do then.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm joking.
Did you see
Lonzo Ball and LaMelo Ball's commercial over the weekend?
LaMelo has a commercial before Lonzo?
No, they're in the commercial together.
It's a co-commercial?
It's a co-commercial.
Really?
It's like a superhero. Like,
is Lonzo driving LaMelo around? I mean,
no, they're at a table eating.
Really?
So, yeah, working on those shots.
Stop. You need to be nice.
It's hard to. Yep.
Was that report last week? Who's interested in Lonzo?
Mutual.
That's great.
Interest.
Have you heard of a guy named
Knicks.
Tim Hardaway Jr.? I wouldn't mind him. Huh? A little sign and trade? I mean, it's got to be a Nick or two, huh? Come on. It's a Mecca. I think it'd be perfect for Lonzo Ball. What do you think? Out there in the East. East could be a Mecca of guards that can't shoot.
get.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just. I'm
not. Actually, you know what? I can't wait for the lottery tomorrow.
Right.
Maybe we'll go down to the 12th spot again.
You can't go down.
I don't think you can.
No,
what do you mean you can't?
No, it's not going to happen.
You can move down in this round.
It's not going to happen.
It's not happening. How do you think teams move up? Other teams have to move down.
It's not happening. Got to think positive. Got to think positive. Tom Thibodeau. He wants some star power up there. About a package deal. Just their backcourt for our backcourt. What about that?
You know what? Let's get more picks.
You want more picks?
I want more picks that, you know, that kids that are in 6th or 7th grade right now.
No, I don't need any more future picks. It's bad enough we don't even know what, again, like, I'm not joking. Some of these picks literally won't come to fruition to 5 or 7 years.
I'm not joking.
We're not joking.
I believe are in 6th or 7th grade as of right now.
27, 28, 26, like the year of our Lord, 20, 26, 27. Jordan could be working on child 2.
I'd be younger.
Are you currently dating anybody?
No.
Exactly. You hadn't gotten married yet? Chewing?